Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, we are now into hour number two, broadcasting worldwide. I want to go to Javon. I want to go to Liberal. I want to go to Patriot. I want to go to John Scotty. Everybody, right now. Let's go ahead and go to JK in Washington, D.C. Says the left and right can unify against the elite. That's really what I'd like to do. And I know I can be divisive when I attack the left because people think of the left as liberals. But the left is nothing to do with liberals. But I know we identify liberals as the left today because the left has been so successful at taking over liberals. I think we unify the liberals with the right by using those limited terms that have limited depth to them, but still people know those words, they know what that means, by exposing the left and getting liberals to reject the left. The left is anti-free speech. The left is authoritarian. The left is openly evil. And they have been very successful in destroying classical liberal values that are the jewel and the crown of Western civilization. Go ahead, JK.
Yes, Alex. First, I want to talk about the products. Well, first of all, I heard you on Coast to Coast, I think, 20 years ago, and I've been following since probably 2010 and been buying products since then. But the Oxy powder is fantastic. That saved me many times without going into the details. But I have an order on the way. Last time I talked to you 3 weeks ago, I had one for Christmas, and the people said that they're working so well, I got more. And I wanted to say on that real quickly, I said it to you before, and you like the idea. It works for liberals and conservatives and people on the left and on the right, because your products are neutral. They're, iodine's made by God, and that works for everybody. I just thought that might be an interesting advertising campaign.
No, that's a good pitch. That's a good pitch. Are you suffering from zombie-like leftist craze behavior? Have you rejected classical liberal ideas that you supposedly support? Well, perhaps you are deficient like 3 billion people in iodine, causing a mental deficiency. That's a great idea.
And you can also throw in the God part just a little bit, because I know the lefties wouldn't like that, but how it's made by God, iodine, all these different products are the natural, which is the opposite of the pharmaceutical.
Well, they're not offended if you say Mother Nature, but I mean, look.
There you go. Well, I'm living in that world. I'm here in the belly of the beast, born here, raised here. I talked to you before. I grew up in a CIA neighborhood, and I have to be careful because of where I am, but it ties in exactly with what I want to talk about. This, I believe, is an opportunity to continue the momentum with Epstein, because I'm here in D.C. I'm a retired music teacher. I'm now a chauffeur. I actually drove Joe Rogan, gave me a great tip. So I interact with all types of people, but more on the left side. And all of them didn't believe about Epstein, the left or the right. And then the meth that whatever that state was, it said meth, I'm on it. The left and the right laughed about that one. Ricky Gervais, however you say his last name. And then you just mentioned about Dave Chappelle, who's from D.C., by the way, grew up right near where I grew up. And he actually worked at, he was an usher at Ford's Theater where Lincoln was assassinated, and Pete Seeger used to come to his house. He's got a great story. His parents are very politically active, I think more on the left, but you can tell why he's awake on how things work. I think this is such an opportunity. Once again, where I live, I move in the circles of the left, more on the left than the right, but looking for common ground. And I really think that the classical liberals and the everyday people are awakening, whether on the left or the right, because there's a lot of good people on the left.
I totally agree with you, and I think 2020 should be the year of people reconciling. They're going to try to make it balkanization, but reconciling and trying to come together. And a lot of liberals can be woken up. The piranha-like left is meant to be violent and polarizing to keep that from happening. By the way, I can tell you really drove Joe Rogan, because that he is the biggest tipper I've ever seen. Carries a huge, big, fat wallet of cash. Don't want to get him mugged, but he's pretty tough. And, I mean, that guy, he gives big tips, doesn't he?
I don't want to say because then there'll be pressure for him to beat that, but the biggest tip I got, and once again, being in D.C. and driving all types of people, I get to hear from him, and this is definitely an opportunity.
That's crazy. He routinely tips 200.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half, and I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried, and I'm 45 years old, and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste, and it's fluoride-free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Is this some conspiracy? Crucified. For no sin. Taking your phone calls on this live January 8th, 2020. Worldwide transmission. While we're busy focused on what Trump did last Thursday, now the Iranians responded. Thank God the missiles didn't kill anybody, but parts of them hit the base. We have exclusive photos on InfoWars.com. But while we're busy focused on that, they're just coming out and saying, yeah, all your appliances communicate with each other, whether you like it or not. Everything's being seamlessly integrated into the incredibly promiscuous cloud. And I have to spend a lot of my time turning stuff off in my car, turning stuff off in my phone, systems jumping into other systems, controlling other systems, phones interfering with other smart devices, and then you don't even want smart devices because they're really just spy devices because they're always malfunctioning and they're spying on you, and it's hard to find stuff that isn't got tech integrated into it because that's the whole business plan, is to have those devices spy on you as a whole new company business line, from everything from Samsung to Apple to Mayflower. Or Maytag. And that's what's going on. And they admitted the specs to it. They admitted the whole plan. And all these governments are racing to defeat each other to have the biggest, baddest AI to take control of it. It's just a decided evolution since the 1960s of the internet to take over civilization and to take over human activity. It is the slow destruction of a human future. And all of it makes us dumb. It fries us. It makes us alone. It makes us obsolete. The Internet of Things is creating 1984's National Camera Surveillance Network. Yeah, that's Forbes. It's all light years down a black hole worse than that. It is the surveillance apocalypse because people go, well, what do I have to hide? It's not that. It's that the data is all sold and then used to game economies, game corporations, game stock markets, where everything becomes vertically integrated and there's no competition. I'll go to your calls, but here's a case in point. I remember 15 years ago, I'm not an IT guy, but I'm always learning about the scams that are going on and how that operates. And I remember having some of the individuals I was talking to that were engineers researching this, they said, listen, clear your cookies when you're on a travel site or a hotel site or on things like Amazon, because the word is they know your profile and they'll charge you different prices depending on what they think you'll pay. So they think you're rich, or they think you're poor, they think you splurge, they think you don't splurge, they will charge you more or less. And I've been on hotel websites, and I've been on travel sites, and you see the higher number, you clear the cookies, and it's a lot less. And years later, it came out in the news that a lot of big travel sites and hotels were doing that, and rental car places. Now, that's one example. So I know our audience knows this, but for younger people and others that have been growing up with all this and just think it's part of the background and it's just something they accept, they just adapt to that environment. You don't want to adapt to being a slave. We need to really get a handle on this and now cause a big debate about that and make the new economy about getting away from this surveillance economy and innovating a new economy that has technology, but not technology that kills us or is invasive. And going back to low tech, this analog that in many ways is higher quality and it's more reliable. I've been saying for years, I believe that'll be the next big real organic move is away from all this. And then the balance of that and you know, the futuristic integration of different ideas of how we could do that. Instead, it's all one big lockstep situation. But here's the easiest parallel or parable or example. When you have a door on your house or screens on your windows, it's not because you're killing people inside and you're hiding something. You close your door because it's a security feature going back forever where you know that the cave is secure and you have a higher level of security that's closed because there's dangerous things in the world. You pull the shades because maybe the sun's in your eyes, or maybe you don't want people looking in while you do something privately, because knowledge is important. If you're planning to build something new and you've got a competitor that lives right next door to you, you don't want them to know that information. So just giving everything up is really stupid. And it's the creed that leads to total slavery. And we need to really talk about this, because now everything we exposed when it was in its embryonic development phases and then beta phases and now rollout phases is all being admitted. And the media now is admitting it and saying it's bad. Or they're saying how great it is and we should just capitulate to it. And so we better get involved in that debate now and say no to all this, because it's out of control. So in 2020, we're going to be burrowing into that massively. People used to say, oh, I'll just put where I live on Facebook or wherever. And then you'd show your address. You'd geolocate where you are on the photos you're taking, not even thinking to turn that off. Why the hell would that even be on there? And then people rob you when you're out of town because they got everything they need to know about you because you're putting it all on Facebook. Now, I know our audience doesn't do that, but having nothing to hide has nothing to do with it. It's like saying, why am I wearing clothing? Well, because clothing protects my skin, and it also becomes part of human style. I'm not a bad person that I'm covering up my body. It's a choice I made. And if I worked outside, I'd end up dying of cancer if I didn't cover up my body. So doors, windows, code keys, locks on doors, those are there for a reason. And I know I'm stating very simple things here. People are like, why are you talking to us like we're 5 years old? I know you know that, but the general public that's been lulled into this incrementally is in big trouble. Okay, let's take a call right now. Let's go to Scotty, and I'm glad he called in about this, because I was going to get to this in the third hour. Gun confiscation. Virginia Dems introduced gun control and ammunition bans and bills to ban guns and ban semi-autos and ban shooting ranges. That's mainstream news. They are coming for the guns. What do you think about that, Scotty?
Thank you. It's a true honor to speak to you and your audience. This morning, I listened to NPR News. You know, I'm a truck driver, commercial driver, and Governor Ralph Northam, I am a resident of Virginia, and he is drawing back on some of his ideals and topics. He is publicly stating that some of these things was out of control and it got blown out of proportion is his theory, you know, of why he's supposedly come out with this new press release in the state of Virginia this morning on NPR News. They played him having this press release which I know, and this is what I'm telling my friends and my buddies, we have to be aware. We can't let our guards down. I actually live in Tazewell County, which is a county in Virginia. We are the first county that is forming a militia. We are putting a militia together for the state of Virginia, and I'm very proud of that fact and that matter. And you know, just keep doing what you're doing, Alex. You're doing a great thing for us.
You're doing a great thing, brother. And by the way, militias are constitutional. It's what we need for civil defense. And when governments become tyrannical and destructive of our Bill of Rights, it's our right and duty to form a defense against that. That's how 1776 started. There's nothing more American than what you're doing. But how are you going to guard against infiltration? Every group has to have a code of ethics and has to watch out what you're doing, because the Southern Poverty Law Center and others are going to try to infiltrate groups and try to get you to commit crimes to put your ass in prison. These are un-American terrorists.
That is exactly what I've warned these guys of.
Hold on. I'm going to come back to you, Scotty. Don't hang up. Because I meant to get to Virginia right up front, and then I looked at my articles and I'll get to it third hour. But let's hit on some of this and then finish up with Scotty. Because I'm going to Virginia. I'm going to be there.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Virginia is, but it's not just me, it's the NRA, it's mainline conservatives that clearly see the Democrats are trying to stir up a fight. They say bring in the UN and take guns. They say bring in the military and take the guns. These are state reps. When the governor's not in blackface or in KKK outfits, they're talking about keeping babies comfortable before they harvest their organs. That's after the babies are born. When this compromised monster isn't out doing that, they're promising to register and then confiscate guns and then to arrest anybody that doesn't do it. And so you've had, first it was the majority of the counties. Last time I checked, it's only a couple counties that are in Northern Virginia that are Democrats. But almost all the other counties, over 90%, are saying we're not turning the guns in. And the sheriffs have had press conferences and they've had hundreds and sometimes thousands of people at the county commission meetings all agreeing. That's local government saying we don't agree to the King of England taking our guns. Just as the King of Virginia, King Northam, is controlled by the globalists, doesn't mean we're going to turn them in. And so the Democrats are spoiling to start a fight. Well, this isn't going to be like Eisenhower sending in the army so little black girls can go to school. Everybody agreed with that pretty much. This is the feds coming in to take guns, and it's not going to work. Might have worked to come take Confederate statues and try to trick the right into some type of fight. This history's being taken down, but this is the guns. And this is unifying people. And, you know, I said it and Trump said it a few years ago when they said that the Confederate flag is this evil racist symbol, which it's not, if you know the history, that the American flag would be next. And now they want to take that. And they even want to get rid of the Betsy Ross flag, saying it's bad, when she was a famous abolitionist. But the average Democrat constituent doesn't know what an abolitionist is. Abolitionist movement started in England. And within 100 years of it, slavery was banned in the Western world. And the British fought over 11 wars against people that were still selling slaves. White people ended slavery in the modern world. It still goes on in Africa, in five or six countries, most of those Muslim. And I'm not putting Africans or Muslims down. It's barbarous. It's backwards. But you don't then say to every person in Africa, because a few countries still have slavery, you're all guilty because black people have slaves. And so all black people are evil. It's like saying white people once did something wrong. So, I mean, that's crazy because Hitler did something wrong. I'm part German. I'm to blame. But they project this guilt and they're planning something big. And they've said they are. And I saw Soros fund the leftist groups to come attack the right-wing groups, and I saw the media demonize just journalists in general that covered it, and I said, wow, Soros is trying to kick off a revolution. I didn't say the individual Democrats that were out there killed that lady that got hit by the car or had the heart attack, but they're suing me. The Georgetown University is financing a lawsuit saying I said some individual killed a woman who was taking photos. I didn't say that, but it doesn't matter because that's what the media and Georgetown do, ganging up on us. We've been fighting it for 2 years, and they are really, really upset, and we're supposedly going to see some big movement on that Monday. And let's just say this. The system knows they can't shut us down with these lawsuits because they're based in baloney. So they want the process to shut us down by claiming we're not complying with the process, which we are totally. We have nothing to hide about Virginia or Sandy Hook. What we said on air is what we said. But then in the process of discovery saying we're criminally covering stuff up, and then, oh, child porn's found embedded on emails we never opened, sent to us about Sandy Hook since the suit started. hidden code that, of course, they got and found and put on the news that Alex Jones sent child porn to the Sandy Hook families. That's the type of stuff going on. And I've been talking to law enforcement. I've been talking to lawyers and others. And there's no doubt that Democrat operatives out there are trying to put a federal case on me to put me in jail like Roger Stone. And I'm not scared. They're the crooks. They're the bad people. Whatever they try to cook up, I believe God is going to defeat. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. But if they've already tried to plant child porn on us, folks, I mean, I got a call from D.C. yesterday. That's where this is all being run out of. And they said, yeah, this is the word. They're going to try some big stuff next week out of the fake Virginia case. So just be ready for some really nasty stuff next week, because they are pissed that we exist. Very pissed. And Soros, of course, is funding the whole damn thing. But he's losing it, and the globalists are in trouble, and just praise God. Okay, I'm ranting. Scotty in Virginia, you raised this. Here's the press release. Virginia Dems introduced new gun and ammo bans. As session begins, semi-auto bans, ammo bans, classics, felony, to purchase, possess, transfer, any of it, shut down the gun ranges, shut down, surrender any assault firearm that's semi-auto, large-capacity firearm, magazine, silencer, or trigger activator to state or local law enforcement agency, even though it violates federal law. It says you can have that if you pay for the tax stamp to get the silencers and all that that nobody ever commits crimes with. And it just goes through, bans all semi-automatic center-fire rifles, period, banned. Bans semi-automatic center-fire rifles and single, multiple projectiles. It just bans everything. Bans the semi-automatic center-fire pistols. They're very specific. It just bans everything. Bans semi-automatic center-fire pistol, and it just goes through every different type of system. Bans shotguns that are semi-auto or fire more than two rounds, or hold more. Semi-automatic shotguns. Again, they just repeat every type there, and they're just coming after everything. I should probably just read this whole damn thing on air. This should have been our top story today, actually. I'm just glad World War III hadn't kicked off. I'm going up there peacefully, because they're going to say I'm there as a terrorist or whatever. I'm going to be up there in the D.C. area and in Virginia for 4 or 5 days starting on the 18th. So look for that, and we're coming up there to survey what's happening. We've had two revolutionary wars basically start in Virginia, and it looks like one may start again, and I pray to Jesus that doesn't happen. Scotty, what's your other points about what the governor's out announcing and what's openly being said? Hell yes, we're coming for all your semi-autos, your ammo, your gun ranges, and they got bills introduced to ban all self-defense training, including boxing. And folks, I'm not exaggerating, I'm not joking. It actually bans boxing. Golden gloves. I mean, these people are a damn cult.
I think the governor realizes that he struck a nerve, and now he's trying to back down. Unfortunately, we do have a lot of people moving out of the state. My father's 36 years old. He's a retired coal miner. He worked his hind end off all of his life, and now he has to leave the state because he is an avid gun collector, which is wrong. But the governor.
Well, I got to say, it's better than having a shooting war. You know, we're not looking for a war, but he'll move somewhere else, and then they'll turn Texas blue, and they'll have to leave Texas. I hear you. It's a damn shame.
That's exactly what I told my dad. I said, Dad, you know, you leave this state, you want to follow. He's moving to Tennessee. He owns a house on the lake down there. But the good thing that the governor has done, and he knows it, and that's why he's backing down, he's turned Virginia back to a red state, a conservative state, which is what we used to be, as a good God-fearing state, and we turned her back on God, and he is turning us back to God, and thank God for that, and thank God for you, Alex.
Well, let me in on something. I knew they introduced the bills today to confiscate the guns. Are you saying Northam put out a press release and is backing down?
He is. He is trying to back up and refund on this thing and act like, well, now we're just wanting to do background checks. We're just wanting to make sure that you have no
But here's the thing. That already is done. So what he wants is a registration. Interesting.
But he is
at least on the service having to back down. Okay, we'll look that up. Thank you so much. More calls straight ahead. That's why I love taking calls. Scotty just gave us that big news right there.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate. But everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2 the products InfoWars Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And yeah, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Saying earlier that the governor of Virginia was backing down on wanting gun confiscation and ammo confiscation because he went on NPR and said, oh, we just want background checks. Well, when they say that, they mean registration. We're looking for that, but they've introduced the bills. Doesn't look like they're backing down to me. So we'll get to the bottom of that. I'm going to put a compilation together because we did this a few months ago, but we can't just forget about it. I'll do it myself if I need to. I'm going to get the Democrat debates when they all agreed with Beto at two different debates that, yeah, we should take all the semi-autos. And then it all became, oh, Beto just said that. That's not what we really want to do. No, that's the New York Times. That's the Boston Globe. Repeal the Second Amendment. Take the guns out of their dead hands. Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. That's been their goal. In every city Democrats control, that's what they've done. And finally, they come out on the big stage and admit it all, and then we just kind of let it move on to the next thing, and now they're back to denying, oh, we don't want your guns. Everywhere they get control, they take the guns, and the crime rate explodes, just like Chicago, just like Baltimore, Maryland, just like Washington, D.C., just like those cities. And then they make it legal for criminals to commit crimes, and the police can't chase criminals, and now juveniles can't be arrested in California if they commit crimes. So, of course, the cartels are going to use kids even more. It's crazy. The Cruz demon had police called on him 44 times saying he was going to kill people at his high school. He was already expelled when it happened. The FBI had been called multiple times. And then the police stood down in Broward County and let him kill. And the media said that was fake news when I said it, but it was all true. We had real students on the day after, on Skype, from the school, outside of it. And they went, Jones has actors on. What they always say that I say they're having actors, when it's other people saying that about cases. And then they say, I'm hiring actors. No, in Virginia, they had groups that hired protesters. That was in the news. Didn't mean that it was fake when the woman got killed. But see, that's how they operate. Jones says the woman didn't get killed either. Didn't say that. They hire things to foment. But I did not say that there was not a shooting in Florida. But see, that's how they misrepresent, ladies and gentlemen. I said the police stood down under orders, and it came out they did. I said that they protected this individual under a leftist policy that the state was passed, but that the county had implemented to let him commit crimes because he had the last name Cruz, saying, oh, we have a program to let minorities get out of jail free. And I don't want over-incarceration of nonviolent people. But when you're running around psychotic saying you're going to murder everybody dozens and dozens of times, your ass better be locked up. That's who you lock up, is people that say they're going to murder people and they're trying to do it. All right, I'm going to stop ranting. I just go off on the Second Amendment issue. I mean, I should probably just read the bills. These are bills the Democrats say they support that they're going to pass. They've got control of the entire state. The last fellow says, oh, I hope we've turned back to red. What, because the governor says he isn't going to take all the guns now? The Democrats have the legislature. They have the courts. And they have the governor. I appreciate the caller, and I hope he's right, but we're going to look more into it. We're not finding who he's talking about. I'm sure it's there, but just having him say, again, oh, we don't want to take your guns, we just want to register them. Well, you know what that means. But I agree, on the surface, it's good to have him at least back down. But you see, they do that to get, every time our mass builds up, every time we awaken, every time we show up to say no, they go, we're not doing that. And then as soon as we go away, they come right back. We have to politically force our will through on this. Okay, who's been holding the longest here? Is it David? Is it Tyler? Is it Freddie? Is it Pastor Sam? Is it Chase the Patriot? Liberal, Javon? I guess it'd be Javon in New Jersey. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex. Pleasure calling. I just want to plug real quick your X2. Normally around this time of the year, I get a lot of mucus buildup. Ever since I've been taking X2, this year I haven't had any mucus. I didn't know about iodine until I started listening to your program probably about 10 years ago. And it's nowhere else that, you know, people are going to talk about iodine. People are going to talk about selenium. That's good for your immune system. It's nowhere else that you're going to hear about the silver bullet, nascent iodine. That's basically like a magnet for germs. It's very important that this radio show be on the air, because I talk to people all the time. They have no clue what iodine is. They have no clue what silver is, and they have have no clue what selenium is. So it's very important to listen to this program, because what you're hearing is a modern day Apostle Paul that's looking out for other human beings. And none of these other programs are ever going to tell you things that's going to help you, that's going to help your life, that's going to benefit you for longevity, for a fight that we're fighting right now. And what the enemy tries to do is he tries to make us sick. He tries to destroy our dreams, to have us not focused on the things that God put in front of us. God wants us to be prosperous in health and financially as well. And that's why I support this broadcast.
Well, brother, it's estimated that of the people living on Earth right now, 7.5 billion people, 3 billion of them have mental deficiencies because of lack of iodine and iodine deficiencies. So, I mean, that just gives you an idea of how huge this is.
Yes, sir. People don't know anything about the thyroid, and that's in their body. They don't know what the thyroid is for, and they have one. You know, and I tell them all the time, you know, iodine protects your thyroid from, you know, airborne pathogens in the air that we breathe, you know. And, you know, I try to inform as many people as I can. But I called in, I brought up about a Red Dawn scenario. I always tell people it's a veil behind the veil. This whole thing with Iran, it's a veil. Like you said, you feel that something big is coming. And I believe that as well. That's why they're using this as a tactic. They want to divide and conquer. Everybody's looking at America. If they can bring down America, they have their new world order. They have it. They want a Red Dawn scenario in America. They want an Escape from L.A., the movie Escape from L.A. with Kurt Russell. They want that in this country. If they get that, then they could write the narrative, and that's what they believe in. But we have to understand the times and the days that we're living in. We have to have discernment, and a lot of people don't. If they can cause civil unrest, they will do it. It's a very tactful tactic they can use to get total domination. We could wipe out any country on the face of the earth with the nuclear powers that we have. They want to bring us down for a specific purpose, for a specific reason.
You're absolutely right, and that's why the globalists around the clock with Soros are all trying to foment civil war. It's why Netflix has constant racial division, constant attacks on the family, constant attacks on men and fatherly strong figures just do not exist anywhere in the media because they don't want any leadership, and they want us atomized and alone so they can literally topple us and take us over, and the whole world will fall to the world government system. Absolutely. Thank you, Javon. Excellent points, and God bless you, sir. All right. More calls straight ahead on the other side of this quick break. Can't wait to hear what the next callers say. Get ready, because I'm going to take 5 calls in the next segment. Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Newswars.com. Please spread that link. Newswars.com.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones.
A little bit earlier, I was going from memory, but I was saying 3 billion people, the UN says, have iodine deficiency and have had mental disabilities from it. But the latest numbers I've got from the National Institute of Health, because Wikipedia has changed its entry and removed it, probably because we were talking about it, well, they had it said 3 billion. This says the IDD is concerned a public health problem worldwide affecting all groups of people, of which children and lactating women are the most vulnerable categories. At a global scale, approximately 2 billion people suffer iodine deficiency, of which approximately 50 million present the clinical manifestations in daily food intake. And I'm going to go into the Wikipedia entries and see who removed that, because it had links to government reports saying 3.2 billion. And I know we even did shows on that about a month ago and showed it. So I'll go into the Wikipedia entries. Now, this is so important, I should just go off air. Seriously. You know, like if a nuke went off over a major city, we'd all pause to grasp it if 10 million people died. Let's say Los Angeles got hit by a 300-megaton bomb, killed everybody. billions get brain damage. They admit it. And then someone went into Wikipedia, because we just spent the last few seconds looking it up, and removed it out. And now I went and found it. We went and found it. Actually, the boom operator found it in the National Institutes of Health and other organizations, saying 2 billion people. So, again, that's a big deal, and it's a bigger deal. Who's going into Wikipedia and removing the entry that said 3 million? The point is, it's a big deal. If it said a million, it'd be a big deal. If it said 500 million, it'd be huge. If it said a billion, it'd be incredible. Is it 2 billion? Is it 3 billion? You know, we ought to make this a bigger deal. We ought to find out what's going on. Because they're putting the bad halogen, the fluoride in the water, and then taking the good halogen out of everything, and it's making people docile and sluggish and stupid. Thank you. And I was kind of running around here all aggressively during the break. I appreciate the crew. This makes me angry. But we can probably find my old folders on iodine, and actually where we had the Wikipedia printed, and show how they removed it. Because there's a lot of stuff. There's the New York Times. China confronts retardation of millions deficient in iodine. New York Times. Let's see, that's 1996. You don't hear that anymore, even though it's worse, they're saying. Pregnant mothers and the dangers of iodine deficiency. London Guardian, 2016. I'm going to stop ranting. I said I'd go to your calls, and now I'm not doing it. It just makes me so angry that they want us dumb and want us controlled. And yes, I went off on the jag because the caller talked about the product. X2, X3 are both excellent sources of iodine. X2 sold out. X3 is excellent. In fact, for some people, it's better. It's three types of iodine uploaded together. Well, that's my VasoBeads. It's still 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how we fund our operation. VasoBeads is still 60% off, but that's going to have to end. And the sale's still going, but it's essentially over because more than half the products are sold out right now. I want to thank you all for your support. Store-wide free shipping is still going right now. There's X3 with a 100% support rate on it. Okay, let's go ahead and go back to the callers here. Thanks for holding. I said I get to five of them, but I never will now. David in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm pretty fired up. You know, that caller calling in about that, and then I go look it up, and Wikipedia is taking it off there, that it said 3 billion people have mental deficiencies because of iodine deficiency, and now they pulled it. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. But if it makes it any, make you feel any better, I'd say a large portion of your customers have purchased X2 and X3 like myself. And not only that, but the B12, the VasoBeads. The honorable, geez, and just kind of wondering, kind of touched bases on this with the previous caller, but kind of wondering when that's going to come in. I'm a little anxious for that one because it does wonders for my son. But I just wanted to say real quick that the most effective thing for me, the one thing that caused me to actually go out and buy the products was hearing all the other callers talking about the you know, all these things that it's done for them and, you know, their loved ones and their kids and all that. So I think the more callers call in to plug in an item, the more effective it is for people listening to actually go out and try to experience the product themselves. But I wanted to make a couple points. One, in regards to the whole Virginia thing with that Governor Northam dude. What does the government do once it disarms its people?
I'm sorry, that last little part cut out there. Say that again, sir.
I said, what does the government do once it disarms its people?
It enslaves them and then usually kills them.
Whatever it wants to do. And now Governor Northam is telling me that I can't train jujitsu, I can't train boxing, I can't train Muay Thai. Yeah, that's kind of absurd to me, but it just goes to show their insanity and where they're trying to take me.
Well, it shows, I mean, they banned dodgeball 20 years ago in most schools, and then a decade later they banned running at break or any type of physical contact, and now they're telling the kids don't shake hands. It's a cult. I mean, it's like a supermax prison, and of course they don't want men getting into being rugged again and discovering close combat sports because they don't want it raising your testosterone naturally. I mean, I did 30 minutes of deadlifts this morning. I am high as a kite naturally off of that. Everybody knows it boosts your testosterone naturally. And I did 30 minutes of deadlifts, no big deal. I did some heavy bench press. I only do that like every couple of weeks because, you know, joints and things. And I feel like I could tear somebody's head off. But that's good. But they're scared of that. They don't want the general public being able to take care of themselves because they're a bunch of criminal oppressors. Do criminals want to target somebody that's disarmed and in a wheelchair they can rob, or they want to take on a big tough man. No, they want to target women and children. And that's why they want men to be like lobotomized children so they can have their way with the babies like Governor Blackface KKK Northam wants to. Hell, he doesn't want to. He ran operations at hospitals harvesting babies' organs. The son of a goblin is a frickin' demon. So of course he wants his enemies disarmed so he can have his little peckerwood way with us.
And you guys made a really good point yesterday while I was listening to the late broadcast you guys had when the whole stuff started hitting the fan last night. I forgot who it was, made a good point that right now, if anything, the biggest threat and obstacle to the president is the people within the country that are trying to basically undermine him and working these other channels through Iran and these other places that don't want to see, that don't want to see our president do the right thing. And when he does the right thing, it seems like it's always try to flip, try to be flipped around. And I'm counting down the clock until Pelosi and the other rats come out and say that the president's response was weak and that, therefore war all of a sudden. I mean, it's like clockwork. I mean, these people, you can basically see the reaction now. And I mean, Trump really exposed that. And I just think that right now the biggest threat to the president is these people, that are trying to undermine him from within. And they're using this whole Iran situation and all these other little sparks to try and play it against him. But it just seems like he's too much of a good 4D chess player because he's calling them on their bluff. And honestly, I mean, I've had relatives that have gone and fight in Iraq, several relatives that have gone and done tours in Iraq. And I hate to say, but if the Iraqi leadership doesn't want us there, then they can go ahead and be a proxy state of Iran as much as they want, because that to me just tells me that, it's,
I agree. But I like how Trump said, we're basically pulling out and we want NATO. If folks want security in the Gulf, have NATO come in and do it. Why the hell do we pay for it? Because Iran threatens to block the Strait of Hormuz all the time. I say, let them all kill each other.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I think he's kind of seeing that. I'd hope, and you guys also made a good point yesterday about him being surrounded by these war hawks, and Tucker Carlson also kind of touched on this. And I mean, I think there's a lot of truth to that. And I think that the more he fails to recognize that he's surrounded by these people that just want to put him in some this predicament, it's not going to do him any favors until he fixes that and then, gets these people out of there and puts these people that are basically committing treason behind bars,
Well said, David. Well said. Well said. All right, I got to one call that segment, but he was a great caller. Up next, Chase the Patriot. Then we're going to speak to John and Pastor Sam and Mike and everybody else, liberal. We got a liberal next, actually, when we come back. I've kind of gotten OCD or kind of Asperger-ish about information, because I knew Wikipedia had in the epidemiology section a link to the CDC and a bunch of other government sites admitting 3 billion people had cognitive disabilities from lack of iodine, the biggest health crisis in the world. We found on the Wayback Machine they did remove it, even though it was linked to government documents. That made me so angry during the last break that I was running around like a piranha trying to find it. I mean, it's just sick what these people do. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.